Ha-fa-day, and welcome to Harvest Echoes from Harvest Baptist Church on Guam. Since our founding in 1975, pastors, evangelists, and missionaries have traveled from all over the world to Guam to speak to our people, preaching and teaching the Word of God. We're providing you access to this rich archive of sermons and lessons on Harvest Echoes. Our mission is to help people develop a heart for God. These messages, presented in conferences and special services at Harvest, seek to point you toward the Lord Jesus Christ and His Word. Today, a message from Jeff Call. It was presented in September of 2016. The title of the message, Wisdom for the Family.
I want to just challenge us to understand the role wisdom plays in the life of a godly family. I want a godly family. I wanted always to have a good family, and I certainly wanted to have a profitable family. And you're not going to have that kind of family, first of all, if you hope everyone else in your family is living this way. You got to first make the commitment to live it yourself. You know, godliness and holiness and a gracious spirit always begins with one individual who chooses to change the course of their families and those around them by being committed to live themselves for the things of God. That's where it begins. You'll never influence another person unless you have something to influence them with. And so I always encourage people when we talk about family to think in context of yourself, not in context of others. We read in the Bible in Proverbs chapter 2, 1 to 6, about wisdom and how important it is to pursue and to embrace and to diligently pursue those things that God puts in the Scriptures for our lives. It's important to do that thing. And so what I wanted to do this morning is just break it up into a couple points. The first point I'm going to give is just the need for wisdom, the need for wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing, the Bible says, therefore get wisdom. This thing that the Bible exalts all through the Scripture, and Proverbs dedicates an entire book to it. We're told by Solomon, the wisest man that ever lived, he said, you need to pursue this quality. Wisdom is the sum total of the knowledge of God in the sense of the practical living of the principles found in the Scriptures, all of the Bible principles that you apply in the Scriptures, live properly, will bring balance in your life and will bring stability in your life and will center your attention on the character and the nature of God. And so the need for wisdom, I have a couple of things to say. 3 points, letter A, the Bible's clear about family responsibilities. The need for wisdom is that we need to pursue God's mind on the family, and the Bible is clear about family responsibilities. In Ephesians chapter 5, you can write these references down, but verses 21 through chapter 6 and verse 4 gives a lengthy number of verses and principles for moms and dads and sons and daughters to consider about the home. And these are clear. There's, with just a little bit of study and a little bit of reading and a little bit of counsel, every person in the world can grab hold of the simplicity of those principles. And yet those principles are ignored, are mismanaged, are marginalized, and families don't benefit from the counsel found in Scripture. But the Bible is so clear about the responsibilities of a husband, so clear about the responsibilities of a wife, and so clear about what children, how children ought to behave, and the interaction between this unit we call a family. The Bible's clear about that. That in that passage and other passages in Colossians chapter 3, verses 16 to 19, you'll see another passage of Scripture that helps a family understand what its role is. I've said this before. It's a great reminder for me. I remember I was trying to help Carol. She was trying to manage 3 little ones as I was at work. And I came home one day, and I just didn't think she did as much as she could have. And so I thought, well, she just needs some encouragement. I'll stay home, and I'll look at what she's doing, and I'll study her habits and where she goes from room to room. And I wrote a whole set of things that could help her. And And I went back to the office and I wrote a job description for our three children, 3 pages each. They were only, I think the children were 4, 5, and 7. But you know, every young person could benefit from a job description. And then I saved the best for the next 3 pages, and that was for Carol, how she could, you know, when she goes to the kitchen, you kind of pool all the responsibilities, take care of things there, and it just kind of help her be more efficient in the family. And so I introduced these 12 pages of scripture, or 12 pages of scripture, these 12 pages of recommendations that I evidently thought was scripture to my wife. And she looked at those things and she just laughed and laughed. And for about an hour, she just mocked me with her wifely tone, as many of you would and probably are thinking now. What was he thinking? I was just really trying, honestly, to this day, I was really just trying to be a help, but I was obviously approaching it all wrong. And I remember she finally said, you know what this, Jeff, is? This paper is a selfish person who comes home and wants life to be a certain way. And if you want those things to be that way and you see some specks on the on the carpet, you just go get a vacuum and vacuum it. And I'm like, whoa, we're going to have to go get some counsel here. But she was exactly right. I was trying to solve a particular problem, and you know, my own wisdom, and the Bible makes it clear, cease from your own wisdom. And if I would just have shown some love and some sacrifice and a servant's heart, that would have solved just about every problem in our home. The Bible's very clear about what your responsibilities are. I imagine we could go to small groups and we could sit with a pad of paper, and each one of us could write down what we ought to do. But oftentimes we just focus on what we should do. We ought to just focus on what we do. And that's really important in a family. The Bible is very clear and succinct about what our roles are, what our responsibilities are. The need for wisdom demanded that, or we wouldn't know. But the Bible is also clear about human weakness. The Bible makes it sufficiently clear about man's hearts and their inability to grasp certain things, especially when humility is gone, especially when selfishness is present. The human heart is capable of extreme self-focus and self-preservation, absent any ability to evaluate clearly their own hearts. And that's why we need authority in our life and accountability and preachers and friends who will provide that, because our heart is desperately wicked. Who can even describe it and contain it? Who can truly understand the nature of a man's heart? And so we have shadows, we have dark spots, we have, they call them blind areas. We all, at certain points in our lives, have maybe more than other times in our life, but we all have them. We don't see clearly. The weakness of men causes a lot of uncomfortable circumstances in life. I've met individuals, they don't know that when they speak, the spouse thinks that they're yelling at them. I'm just talking to them. No, you're yelling at them. Someone needs to tell you that, because if you were evaluating your own life, you would be very generous with that. And so you need help, and that's why you come and you come to a place called church, you come to a place called Bible study, you come to a place where someone can take the scriptures and make application so that you can see. We all have blind spots, and we have blind spots because we all have human weakness. And depending on how much we've surrendered to the Lord Jesus Christ and how committed we are to living the scriptures will determine how quickly those human weaknesses will be revealed. And when those are revealed and you address those transparently and you address those with humility and with some brokenness, you'll be able to start healing those blind spots, filling in those holes, and making life clear again. There's a lot of families, even among Christians, and sadly, too many Christians, they don't live their lives with clarity And the Bible is very clear about human weakness. It's very clear. And yet, the Bible is very clear about the need to live wisely. The Bible is clear in Proverbs chapter 1, chapter 3 and verse 13. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom. And if I could take some liberty, I believe God means every man. And so every man could mean all the people in a family. Happy is the family that findeth wisdom. Happy is the man that getteth understanding. Happy is that family that getteth understanding. They know how to live. You know, I'm thankful that the Bible gives me what I need to have. In Proverbs chapter 4, verses 5, 6, and 7, get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom with all thy getting. Get understanding. In Psalm 90 and verse 12, so teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. You know, the need to get wisdom is very, very important for a family. If you're going to have family success, if you're going to have a legacy of blessing and a legacy of godliness and goodness and productivity in your home, you're going to have to search the scriptures and get the very principles that help you have that. Now, I'm happy to say that I've seen families on the brink of personal war, and they went to the scriptures and they found hope. I found families that were disintegrated, and yet they found hope in the scriptures. You know, I think for a pastor and for the seasoned people who help others, you know, they know that it's important to start early. But if you didn't start early, or if you start early and you tripped up somewhere along the line, what's really important is that you start now. The important thing is you start where you are today and you get back on track so you can experience the blessings of God based on your personal obedience. The Bible declares the need for wisdom. Number two, the pursuit of wisdom. The pursuit of wisdom. Where is it? Where can it be found? Are we looking in all the right places? I'm still surprised that when I talk with people about family matters, how many times they'll reference a nationally known counselor who doesn't reference the scriptures. They may reference good logic. They may notice some trends. They may have some statistics. And they may even give some good practical advice. But they don't acknowledge the authority of the scriptures and the fact that God knows all relationships and the need for them to act and do certain things. You can't find wisdom there. You might find secular positive thoughts, but you don't find godly wisdom except through the scriptures. So we're not oftentimes looking in the right place. And it says here in James 1:5 that if a man lacks wisdom, he can ask God for. And so point number one, God delights in those people, in those families who ask for wisdom. You have to ask for help. You know, dads, I would encourage you when you have a problem, ask someone for some help. Hey, listen, I think some families would do a real good service to their future if they just got some help, if they just ask for a little more counsel. You know, a pastor gives counsel lovingly and wisely and confidentially because he loves those people that he's working with. And he wants them to grow and to prosper. That's why God gives a pastor and other leaders to surround you. But God delights in people who ask for wisdom. He wants you to ask. He delights in that. But number two, God rewards those families and those individuals who search for it. I know a lot of people who ask for advice, but that's where it stops. There's a lot of people who kneel and they ask God for some wisdom and then they never go to church. They never read a book. They never put themselves under accountability. You know, a person who asks for something, that's commendable, but you got to follow through. It takes a little more effort than just asking. Asking once, asking twice, asking again and again and again. He blesses those who diligently search for her, as in Proverbs chapter 2, 1 to 6. And so you got to keep on doing something after you ask. Asking is not enough. You've got to search for her. You've got to seek it. You've got to embrace it. You can't just say, I did my part. And let her see, God promises to bless those who possess it. Because even if you search for it and search for it in the wrong places, you won't get it. You got to search for it in the right place. You've got to be so focused that you got to narrow your search to make sure you're getting that proper benefit from the effort that you're putting into it. I know a lot of people, they search for it and they read tons of secular books, but they still get it wrong. I know a lot of people who visit all types of people other than a church or a spiritual leader because they want a good family. They just are looking for it in the wrong place. I know a lot of people who pursue all types of different avenues except the scriptures. God promises to bless those who possess it. In Proverbs chapter 24, in verse 3 and 4, through wisdom is a house builded, and by understanding it is established, and by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Praise God for families who have that and possess it and grab hold of the thing that matters most. Ecclesiastes chapter 2 and verse 26, for God giveth a man that is good in his sight wisdom and knowledge and joy, and to the sinner he giveth travail. Ecclesiastes 7:12, wisdom giveth life to them who have it. Wisdom giveth life to the families that have it. And so in Proverbs 19:8, your family can enjoy abundant spiritual life and blessing, the Bible says. In Proverbs 3:13, the Bible says your family can enjoy happiness and satisfaction. In Proverbs 24:5, your family can enjoy inner character. Your family can enjoy prosperity and long life in Proverbs 3:16. In Proverbs 4:6 and chapter 2, 10 to 13, your family enjoys a special protection from the hand of God because you possess wisdom. Your family can avoid making serious mistakes, Proverbs 4:11-12, when you follow the counsel of the scriptures. Your family can enjoy a successful and a profitable and a productive home in Proverbs chapter 24. And your family can enjoy honor and respect and credibility and reputation in Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 8. This is all the stuff that wisdom gives a family. You know, the Bible says a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. And yet there are people who work and work and work to get great riches, and they won't work at all for inner reputation and character. Your life will be blessed when you put wisdom in it. Roman number 3 is the rejection of wisdom. Sadly, there's many people that are reached out to on a regular basis. There are many people who will ignore wisdom, they'll ignore instruction, they ignore counsel. And there are many people in church who just refuse to listen, and they walk away from the promise of a good marriage and the promise of a great family and the promise of good character. Proverbs 1, chapter 1, verses 20 to 33, you see the plea of wisdom. It says there that wisdom reaches out. In fact, the wisdom is in prominent places. Wisdom is there pleading with you. Wisdom is there trying to capture your attention. It says wisdom is standing in places that intersect choices that you're going to make, and it's shouting at you. It's inviting you. It's begging you. It's pleading with you. And then it says, but no man regard it. There are men and women and young people who stand at the intersection of some key decision. And on one side of the street, wisdom is pleading. In fact, wisdom's in the streets. Wisdom's grabbing your hand. Wisdom's trying to turn you around. Wisdom is there. Wisdom's always been there. And yet it said that person ignored it, didn't even consider it, didn't even think it was that important or that valuable. And they kept on walking in the middle of a problem that only was going to get deeper and more complex. And that person at the end of it will be crying out for wisdom, for help, but they won't get it. They can't get help. There's a certain point in time, and there's a certain point in every decision that wisdom can't help you get out of your problem. Wisdom helps at the beginning. Grace helps in the middle. You know, you just pray that that people, once they get into a problem, will stop, finally listen, and now you can rescue, and there's some pain there, and there's some scars there, but where sin abounds, grace much more abounds, and we're thankful for that, but wisdom's there to prevent all that. And but there's people who reject that wisdom, they reject that hand, and they reject that counsel. You reject wisdom when you don't listen to spiritual counsel. The rejection of wisdom includes someone who just doesn't even listen. They won't pay attention, they won't consider, they won't process, they won't reason. The Bible says in Proverbs 13:10, with the well-advised is wisdom. You reject wisdom when you value your way above the way of Scripture or the way of another seasoned, wise person. When you're like that, you'll reject wisdom just by default. In Proverbs 2 and verse 3, if thou criest after knowledge, if thou seekest her as silver, searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. So a lot of people, they want it just to be imparted. But the Christian life demands exercise. It demands work. It demands some effort on your part, some decision making. And sometimes that's hard, especially when you've been in a deep hole. But the Bible says you reject wisdom when you're lazy and unmotivated. Some families will never get better because they never do anything about it. And then you reject wisdom when you avoid the word of God. The Bible says, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God. When you avoid the word of God, you're not going to get better and have a wise family. And I don't mean about holding the Bible. I mean reading it and saying, I got to do this. I'm going to do this because the Bible told me to do that. That's making the Bible real and right. And so the getting of wisdom, the last point I'd like to give you is the getting of wisdom. The getting of wisdom. If wisdom is the principal thing, it says, therefore, get wisdom. How does the Bible tell us to get wisdom? Number one, through parental obedience. I believe the first place that a person receives wisdom is when they're young and they listen to authority. Now, it's important, mom and dad, just to take a pause. So listen, if you're going to give a child wisdom, you've got to be wise. Proverbs 1:8, my son, hear the instruction of thy father and forsake not the law of your mother. It's important for young people to do that. The third place that you get wisdom is through observation of natural events and activities. I enjoy getting wisdom here the most. I know not to touch something if it electrocutes you, especially if someone gets electrocuted before me. Like, hey, I'm going to remember that. That's good. I'm going to be wiser for it. And some of you know that you can look at certain attitudes and things that are done and say, hey, I'm not gonna follow that pattern. You know, 1 + 1 = 2. And that's why I think you find in some homes where mom and dad weren't doing right and their home was destructive and the children grow up and it seems like they do well. And then in that family, sometimes you have children that won't do right, and it just kind of keeps on repeating itself that way through the generations and generations. I think one of the reasons is that at least that middle generation, that in-between one, they see what the generation that they lived in was doing, and they realize that wasn't really good. For instance, my dad drank all the time, and all the men in our home drank all the time. And I decided at an early age that I would never drink. The next thing that you do to get wisdom is humility. James 4:6, but he giveth more grace, wherefore he said, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. God rewards the humble person. He gives you the ability to receive instruction when you humble yourself. There's many people who will never get the counsel of God because they're stubborn in their heart. They resist change. They resist information. They resist the hand and the mercy of God. And if that's true in your life, you're probably not going to get that wisdom that you desperately need in order to have blessing. Through prayer, the Bible says, you can ask God for, acknowledge in humble prayer. Through age and experience, the Bible says, I said in Job 32:7, I said, days should speak and multitude of years will teach wisdom. One of the things that I encourage all the young people to do is hang out with older people and just trust them and enjoy their fellowship. And I encourage older people, don't retire. Oh, if you're going to retire from your work, don't retire from the spiritual work that God gives you in a church. And yet so many older people, they see a young child come to church and and they don't give them a gift of wisdom by just talking to them and encouraging them and telling them a story. They think they may not even be interested, but they are. They need you more than they even know. And then the scriptures. You know, if you don't get wisdom in all those places, the Bible says you can still go to the scriptures in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 15, at that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Now, the scriptures, just stay in the scriptures. You know, if you don't get what you think you're supposed to get out of the scriptures, get into the scriptures more. Don't eliminate the thing that you need more of. And the folks that spend a lot of time in the scriptures are the people that are wise, and many times wise beyond everyone else in the room. And I'm so thankful that I've met people who spent time in the Word of God, and they showed through the pattern of their lives what it meant to love the Lord Jesus Christ. I heard a great quote the other day: if you want God to speak audibly to you, read the scriptures out loud. That's a great quote. Hey, listen, everything you need to know is right here in the Bible. God's speaking to you. This is all He's going to say to you. This is it right here. Everything you need to live a life of godliness is right here in this book. And people just have to dive into it, dig into it, search it out diligently, and apply its meanings to your life first and extend it to your family and to all those folks that you minister and influence, and God will bless you. You know, the church needs wise families. The church needs individuals, men and women, moms and dads, that are living according to the scriptures. The world needs wisdom today. And where is it going to be found? It's going to be found in the church of God. That's where it's going to be found. And yet the church sometimes have ignored some of the teachings in the scriptures for individual living. And I want to encourage you today to search the scriptures so you can be wise. Now, I don't know everyone, but the Bible says that if you're going to be wise, it first starts with salvation. The Bible says that a man, if he's going to have a chance for wisdom, it starts first in a place where he knows Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, would you make sure today it's the first decision, the first step that you take to live a wise life? I know the Lord would be pleased if you did that, and your family would benefit.
You've been listening to Harvest Echoes and a message titled Wisdom for the Family from Jeff Call. It was originally presented in September of 2016 at Harvest Baptist Church on Guam. Harvest Echoes provides you access to a rich archive of sermons and lessons presented at conferences and special meetings at Harvest Baptist Church. Send us a comment or question by visiting our website, hbcguam.net, hbcguam.net. And thank you for listening to Harvest Echoes.